Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Just going to do a quick mic adjust, sorry.
Just a little
check one, two. Oh, and yours has just popped out there.
One, two.
Are we there?
We're good.
No, you're good, I think.
Okay,
we're good. So we're not talking about Homer Simpson music, though.
No, we're not.
What are we talking about this morning?
One of the greatest genre of all time, New Jack Swing.
We got such a funny text in before, which I totally I agree with this texter as well, because I was saying I think this might polarize people because, you know, a really popular genre does tend to get a bunch of people on one side, bunch of people on the other side.
I feel like New Jack Swing's kind of similar to yacht rock in that it's just one that everybody loves.
Love it. I hope everyone at home loves it.
Well, I thought I loved it, and I thought it was the greatest genre ever, but when I was planning it, a lot of the songs sound the same. And I was like, oh my God, it's not the greatest.
So have you had to rejig your faves?
I'll take you back to a time. So hip-hop started late 70s in the early 80s, and by mid-80s it started in the pop charts, right? But back then, kids, hip-hop and R&B were not best friends.
Oh,
R&B was like old people's music, you know? They sang like ballads, and then hip-hop was kind of minimalist and, you know, talking and not quite as much sort of hooks and choruses. And then in 1986, they met and a beautiful friendship arose between hip-hop and R&B.
Well, how did that happen then? How did they change their minds?
Well, some young producers.
Yeah.
I mean, the main guy people talk about is Teddy Riley, and he's from New York, so people try to talk about it as the new Harlem Renaissance, the new Motown. But sort of pop-wise, as far as sort of mainstream, 1986, Janet Jackson, Rhythm Nation, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, and so they're not from New York, they're from Minneapolis.
Right.
So just like a couple sets of producers, the other producers are Babyface and L.A. Reid, and they just producing all sorts of bands. So it's hip hop beats, samples, but it's R&B. You know, they might have a rap.
Can I hit a track?
Yeah,
I feel like the best way to describe it is to just hear it. This is Tony.
As frequently as possible.
Feels good.
Then as it becomes easier,
1990.
For you, play the record once a day or as needed.
Nice.
Ooh, nice little reverse samples. Oh, yeah, it's all about the snare.
All about the snare, okay.
The snare.
So all of those producers you just listed off then, they're massive names now. Were they massive names then?
They were starting.
Okay. What's the name of this track and who's it by, Tess?
So this is Tony, Feels Good.
Tony spelled three ways.
Yeah, Tony with a Y, Tony with an I, Tony with an E.
Yep.
I think it's impossible not to, like, nod your head along to this, you know?
Now, one of the Tonys is Rafael Sadiq, who's gone on to have a really good solo career.
There's three Tonys,
and
when I say that with
Tony.
Yeah.
And the rap, oh my God, I didn't know this till today. Today I learned, is from Shakur, which is Tupac Shakur's stepbrother.
Oh. No way.
Oh, I never knew that. This is club music.
Yeah, this is club music. So this was hugely popular, yes?
Yes.
And did it like come straight out the gate? People were like, this is the thing we've been missing. This is what we need.
Yep. And because debut albums, you know, for these guys, you know, this was their second album, but a lot of the tracks were playing on their debut album. It just kicked out. Now, if you want to get dressed properly, parachute pants, the brightest colors possible, orange, yellow, bright green, high top fade.
Nice.
For the girls as well. No, I'm just kidding. Baggy.
Baggy everything.
And it can be backwards. Backwards pants, backwards sweatshirts.
That's good for people like me who just get up really early and have their jersey on backwards during a three-hour radio show, which happens all the time. So did this sort of start in New York then and then spread out, or was it kind of happening in a bunch of places?
I mean, a couple producers, young producers, got in on it, and they want to acknowledge this New York thing, but because Janet Jackson's thing was much more mainstream. But they started producing for everybody, so it did become sort of dissipated, which is why it kind of has this abrupt ending.
Yeah.
So it's like they were kind of clocking at 86 to 94. Like, it actually, like, ends. You're like, you know, because we've seen most genres kind of go. I mean, obviously, it never ended, and there's still people that will produce, you know, this sort of thing.
And, like, interesting that it's the fashion of it as well did kind of, like, spark a whole movement of clothes and things that came out after that.
School ball photos of that era.
Amazing.
The boys. Now, also, here's another thing that was sort of part of this.
Quite a nice fellow. Oh, here we go.
Here we go. He hit a rhyme a cappella. They had the rhythm and I had the rhyme. So then I hit it that one more time. It worked out and then they worked it in. Tony has done it again. So the other thing.
Tony.
Yeah, I'm going to move on to the next track just because this has still got quite a wee while to go.
So now it was popular in TV, like Fresh Prince came out at this time and Living Color, Arsenio Hall.
This is TLC with Hat to Da Back.
One of my faves.
And then movies, House Party, Poetic Justice, Boys in the Hood, Boomerang.
See, this is why I thought it might be a bit polarizing, is because I know people love to hate groups like TLC, which...
Really?
I've
never met anyone who hates TLC.
I mean, I have, but they're not fun to talk to at parties, so you quickly end that conversation and you move on.
So 1991, this is from their debut album, a trio. And you can hear it also, it's got what's called a swing beat. I'm not exactly how to describe it.
It's got a what, sorry?
Swing.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's why it's New Jack Swing.
Someone says, sounds like delight. Delight.
Yes. Yeah. Well, so to me, everything that came out that time started to sound like this. Bobby Brown, Bell Biv DeVoe, Montel Jordan, This Is How We Do It.
So when you said you were listening to this and you got a bit anxious because suddenly you realized it all sounded quite similar.
It's the beat.
It's the beat? Okay.
Yeah. And you even know, Bruno Mars's recent album, that it was a copy of this stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You can also hear how boy bands from the later part of the 90s started to borrow from this as well, eh?
Yeah. And, you know, and there is a crowd that liked both hip-hop and R&B. And it seems funny to us now that they didn't imagine blending.
I know.
But, you know, and in the club, so, you know, just little raps. It's not a full-on 8-minute rap.
Kind of love that they didn't like each other and then they got over that, though.
It's the Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, yes, beautiful love story.
It takes a lot to not like something and then come around and be like, you know what?
Yep.
Let's do it.
And they found a similar audience in clubs, you know, because... And they're still together. So some people felt like R&B was supposed to be soft and hip-hop was supposed to be street and hard. But I've always had this theory that hip-hop guys... wish they were R&B guys. You know, the cars, the suits, the houses. And R&B guys wish they were hip-hop guys.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Cool. And
the street.
And,
yeah.
So it was a marriage made in heaven.
Do you reckon this was like, is it a fair call to say there were a lot of women very prolific in this genre?
Definitely has been more open to women than other genre we've seen, hasn't it?
Well, if you think about people like TLC and Janet Jackson kind of being, I guess, pioneers of the sound that this turned into.
Well, you know, that's what you got to say. Pop and R&B have always been more open to women than some of our other, you know, than rock and hip hop.
Yeah, see, I told you we just got a text. TLC suck. I'll fight you, mate. I love them.
Here we go.
I reckon this music is so much fun as well, you know, like...
Yeah, I recommend y'all get some good Jack Swing playlists for your parties this weekend.
Yeah. Also makes me want to, like, rewatch a whole bunch of my fave movies, you know?
And I don't know if any of all you guys know the moves Running Man and Roger Rabbit.
The dance moves.
I like how they come in with these raps.
Yeah,
I love it.
So, is the Running Man, is that from New Jack Swing kind of era?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Someone's texted in, Keith's texted in saying, hi there, so much of this period is attributable to the Archive, I think that's how you say it, S1000 sampler.
Yes,
nice
absolutely.
One, Keith.
Absolutely.
And then this
so
is
what's
the classic.
That? Is that that's a sampling machine?
Yeah, so samplers and drum machines all of a sudden became affordable for normal humans rather than, you know, just studios.
Normal humans.
And universities. Yeah, no, seriously, before. Yeah. And yeah, absolutely, that sampler and drum machines.
I mean, this is your classic. This is Boys to Men with Motown Philly.
And this is that kind of the precursor to the boy band era as well.
What year was this? Do you have that handy?
Yes, I do. It is... No, I didn't write it down. I had it. 91. Yeah, so it's, these are all really tight years. Yeah. We've had 90, 91, and 92. This was their debut album. Can you imagine this? Now, in the beginning of the song, they mention other bands, ABC, BB, you know, they're mentioning other New Jack Swing bands.
So were they kind of a, like, quite a tight-knit community?
Well, this was one group with one record label and one producer, okay. And they sort of worked together. And also, they were trying to rep for Philly. You know, so Motown and Philadelphia were the original sort of soul centers, and they're... trying to sort of, you know, drag it and say we can come from Philadelphia as well.
Were there, like, several record labels championing this, or was it just kind of a couple?
Well, like three or four.
Three or four. Yo, these four New Jacks is real smooth on a harmony tip. Nate, Mike, Sean, and Juan, you know the mentality. Keep flipping the gift. You know that we're talented. I love that. You know it.
Now, I know the question you're asking is, if it's so great, how did it end?
Yeah.
And these guys are one of the bands that sort of ended it, because the rest of their album was all a cappella, and that sort of singing it. That sort of singing. This was their fun, funky song.
Okay.
And so apparently, L.A. hip-hop started to take over, that darker sound, because that was like 92, 94, with Dre and Snoop Dogg. So they sort of split off again.
Someone texted an interesting question saying these groups are all American. What was happening in the UK at this time? Were they making this kind of music
as
well?
Yes, Soul to Soul.
Soul to Soul. So that's UK.
And like you
New
said,
Jack.
Delight.
Delight,
UK?
They're the UK, yeah.
Yeah, they were doing it too. Absolutely. But yeah, so R&B got a little more into his jazz roots after this, with the sort of neo-soul and Erykah Badu and stuff and hip-hop. So they sort of split back up a little bit again. But they're married. They're best friends forever.
Yeah. Then I said, all right, fellas, well, let me see what you can do. And then a smile when they want you said, Harry's come in to enjoy some New Jack Swing.
It's like, it's magnetic, isn't it?
Bit of cowbell, you can't go too wrong.
Needs more cowbell.
Every song needs more cowbell.
But it's just like packing that drum machine, like, as fat as possible with a beat at every tone.
Yeah. It's so interesting how, you know, different instruments really drive a genre, like the affordability and accessibility
absolutely.
Of things like that.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. You know, it's like, in the end, it's economics. We think it's creativity.
Bit of both.
Yeah.
Helped out by economics. So New Jack Swing, I enjoyed that. Is this made by rap artists who go to church? That's what someone wants to know.
Hey, I've got a really long answer for that question. R&B artists is the one that go to church, but rap artists do too.
There you go. Everybody goes to church, apparently. Thank you for your texts, everyone. It's always good. Someone says this was my intermediate school soundtrack, 91 to 92. I feel like that's probably a lot of people's moods as well. Hey, thanks for that, Kirsten. What are you bringing us next week?
We're going to go down the EDM rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Oh, going weird
nice.
And wobbly.
Can't wait.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
It certainly